Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And good evening. Volleyball mode tonight at the Huron Arena. Huron Tigers and the Pierre Governors. First of two battles. The next one comes in Pierre 2 weeks. So these two teams will be familiar with each other here in the next 14 days. Pierre comes in with a record of 8-4. They're ranked number 4 in AA volleyball. Huron Tigers at 8-10. And Huron trying to get things right back up. Started out 6-0, and since then a 2-10 run, although a good showing, even though it ended up being a loss again this past Thursday against Lincoln. But that really ended a grueling stretch of volleyball for the Huron Tigers, where they played, I believe, 9 matches in the course of about a week and a half, including that tournament at the Pentagon. Had a 5-day break here. The girls got 2 days off on the weekend. Now ready to go again. 3 matches this week. Tonight, then Friday, Rapid City Central. Saturday afternoon, Rapid City Stevens. Again, all here at the Huron Arena. Talk to both coaches. Tiffany Stozer, head coach of the Pierre Govs, and, of course, our own Tyann Ulmer. Those interviews coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports.
Hi. I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Scout report on the Pierre Governors as they visit our Huron Tigers tonight. Tiffany Stosler, head coach, third year as head coach of the Govs, as they come in with a record of 8-4, been top 5 most of the season. And coach, first off, 8-4, you knew you had holes to fill. You had a solid senior class last year, but yet girls, some girls back, some new girls, and they've all meshed together well.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. We had key positions to fill this year, and we filled some of them with people that weren't even on the varsity roster last year, and so we do have a few back that have been leaders for us that are kind of in a central nucleus and just carried these other girls through, and you know, they want to do well, so they work hard every day, and they've done pretty well this season, I'd say.
I know you got 5 girls back, I think you said, from last year, but two I'm going to point out, Elise Christofferson, Reese DeWilliger, they are finally seniors, right?
Yes, they are seniors. Elise, this will be her third year as setting position. She shared duties with Lily Sanchez the last 2 years. This year she does it herself. And then Reese DeWilliger is a 4-year starter for us, middle hitter.
And you do have some size yet. Tell us what the method of operation is for the Governors right now.
Yeah, you know, we're changing our lineup a little bit tonight. We rotated some things around. We're changing up our defense a little bit tonight. So we're still kind of trying to find the best thing that works for us. You know, things are working well, but we kind of met our match last week, and we were, the girls were road warriors. You know, we were on the road Tuesday night, Thursday night, and again tonight, and so seems to be different things for different teams. So we got some changes that we made tonight, and we hope it pans out for us.
Now, you're on Tigers. There's wholesale changes there. You got Hampton Hines and then other Nat, a couple girls that played a little bit. So, you know, this is a new-look Tiger team.
Yeah, it really is new, but certainly we know of Hampton Hines and you know, all the things she can do in that setter position and creates a lot of problems for us. And you know, Huron's always defensively sound team, and in all the films I've watched here against Lincoln, Aberdeen, and their most recent games, that's certainly the case. Just solid fundamentally and always going to be a good volleyball team.
Now, midpoint of the season here, we're a month away from really taking a look at the power ratings. What have you seen so far? What do you want to see the girls improve on here moving forward?
You know, we just need to put sets together. You know, I think sometimes we'll play really well for two, and then we're like a whole new team the third set. And so we kind of knew that was going to be the situation. We thought by the end of the season we could revamp that a little bit and be playing quality sets without all these up and down roller coasters. And I'm hoping we start to see that because it's October and we've got to start kind of start doing what we're going to do at the end of the year.
Tiffany Stoser, head coach up here. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink
three, two, and one.
No artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! This Huron Tiger moment features Huron Tiger Wrestling. Over the years, the Huron Tigers have had 9 wrestlers named High School All-Americans. Gene Taylor in 1974, Dale Westberg in 1981, Brad Robinson 1986, Josh Sammons 1992, Shane Peters 1994, Dale Doherty 1996, Scott Beekman in 2002, Dustin Walraven in 2007 and 2008.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're back on the pregame report here on Tigers getting set to host Pier in high school volleyball, talking with Tyann Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers come in at 8-10, had a long weekend here, and I think after as hard as they went those last 2 weeks, everybody was ready for a nice long weekend.
Yep, and they just needed a break, right? Like, we all need a break, so I think mentally and physically it was good for them, and they came to the gym, and they worked extra hard yesterday, so...
Well, one thing, too, Lincoln was here on a Thursday, and while we lost in 4, thought we were competitive. We took a set there, and from what we saw Tuesday at Washington, I know you're a little encouraged with the performance against Lincoln.
Yep, and now we just got to keep going at that and get a higher level out of them. We're going to stick with what we're doing and see if we can keep going at it with that. If we need to make changes, we'll make changes, but I think competitively we need to keep that level.
And that's the thing, you are still tweaking with the lineup. I know it's October, but the bottom line is you just want to see what the best rotations are each time.
Yep. I mean, we should probably have a stuck lineup right now, but we don't, and it's just moving the chess pieces and what's going to work at that time with that competition.
Now, Pierre comes in tonight, and they're about half and half. They lost some key seniors from last year's team, but yet they return, I believe she said, 5 girls that played extensively, a couple girls that have been playing, I think, at least for their third year now. So they do still have a lot of experience back.
Yep, and that's okay. We like to play against the experienced people. We get better, and then we just find what we need to do and find the openings after that.
You know, and they do have some height there, too, and some athletic height as well.
Yeah, we're just going to try to go with speed. Speed, and then we'll just have to match it on our jumping level.
And bottom line is, it is October now. We kind of got to see where we're heading to at this point. I know you said made a tweak last week. You thought it worked well and just going to kind of stick with it for now.
Yep, and this is going to be the second match with it, so it's just getting comfortable. We worked all day yesterday at rotations to make sure that we were a little bit more consistent with what we were doing, and hopefully that applies to tonight.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Join
the team
at
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I am a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Tigledor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Spencer Gergen, four, sophomore, setter. Samantha Ming-Wardis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrick, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, CS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pay Severance, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Kenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're back at the arena getting set for ESD Volleyball Huron Tigers, Pierre Governors. It's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock on KIJV Huron. Just running a few minutes late here as we did have one of the lower levels go along. So let's go right there. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. JV Huron 1, 25-22, 13-25, 15-10. Sophomore Pierre 1, 25-21. 25-22. More scores to pass along. Class A State Girls Tennis Tournament wrapped up today in Sioux Falls. Huron Tigers came home with two champions. Pacler Mu was the fifth flight champion for the Tigers, and Mu's teamed up with Segley to win the number three flight doubles. Segley was also second in the fourth flight singles. Lizzie Heinen and Ann Claire Rubish were third in first flight doubles. Huron plays fourth as a team in the tournament. Sioux Falls Christian won the team title in Sioux Falls. Boys soccer just went final out west. Tough loss to end the season for the Huron Tigers. Sturgis defeated Huron 1-0. I believe Sturgis scored on a penalty kick late in the first half after a handball call against Huron, and that was the difference as Sturgis hangs on and wins 1-0, ending the Huron boys soccer season. Minnesota Twins open their wild card series with a win, breaking the long-talked-about streak, 18 games or something like that, postseason losses. The streak is over as the Twins defeated Toronto 3-1 Royce Lewis drove in all three runs for the Twins. Two-run home run the first inning, and then a solo home run later, and good pitching, obviously, for the Twins as they pick up the victory. Again, 3-1. Game two of the series is tomorrow. Again, will be a 2:30 pregame on KOKK. Tigers, if they pick up the win, Twins, if they pick up the win tomorrow, then they move on to a divisional series. They lose, then that forces a game three on Thursday against the Blue Jays. I see the Huron Tigers are sporting pink jerseys for everybody. It always used to be just one pink jersey, and the libero would always wear that. Now the libero will be the only one not wearing pink tonight. Huron, I assume they're new. We'll have to ask Coach Omer about that after the match, but I know they're also selling their T-shirts for their annual Breast Cancer Awareness Night, which I believe is 3 weeks from tonight when the Tigers host Mitchell. We'll talk to Coach Omer about that in the post-game as well, as October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, calling our game tonight. Lori Career and Dan Career, line judges Jen Fuchs and Brandy Fitzgerald. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So bringing the teams in at this point, we'll get the introductions, we'll get the anthem, the lineups, and we'll be ready to play some volleyball here at the arena here on Tigers Pier Governors. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to the arena on Dakota Sports.
Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
The anthem, and let's give you the lineups now. The Pier Governors head coach is Tiffany Stozer. They come in with a record of 8-4. Girls we expect on the floor tonight, Lainey Reinke, 5'6" senior defensive specialist. Ellie Browers is a 5'7 junior setter. Campbell Cronin, a 5'11 junior middle. Michaela Sherwood, a 6'2 senior right side and middle. Elise Christofferson, a 5'8 senior center. Grace Hatton, a 5'8 junior defensive specialist. Reese Terwilliger, a 5'11 senior middle. Campbell Boddicker, a 5'10 senior outside. And Abby Kropp, a 5'9 senior outside. Here on Tigers, head coach Ty Ulmer. Girls on the floor, Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Meg Moradeth, a 5'9 junior middle. Hilton Hines, a 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, a 5'4 senior serving specialist. Maddie Juergens, a 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior setter. And Kinsey Simmonsma, a 6' senior middle. So those are the particulars. The two teams will play twice here in the month of October, tonight here in Huron and 2 weeks from tonight in Pierre. Getting into that second half of the schedule here now as we're in the month of October. Here on three matches this week, tonight, then home matches Friday night, Rapid City Central, Saturday afternoon, Rapid City Stevens. Will not have the Stevens game on the air Friday night due to high school football. We will have Saturday afternoon on the air here on Tiger. Matt Watson going to take over the play-by-play duties on Saturday for Huron and Rapid City Stevens. So both teams on the floor will get the lineup checks and will be ready to play volleyball. Pierre in their black tops tonight with orange or with green numbers and letters, some white trim. And again, Huron wearing the pink tops tonight. And again, I believe these are new. I don't remember seeing these before. White numbers and letters. Then, of course, the contrast, both of the liberos are wearing white tops for tonight. Pierre's been a little up and down this year. They've had some good matches, but then lost one last week. They felt they should have won with Brandon Valley. So they're looking to get back, and they've been road warriors just like Huron just finished up with. Third straight road match for Pierre. And right off the bat, oh, Pierre, a good job of getting the ball over, but then going to be a passing error on Pierre, and Huron quickly goes up 1-0 here to open the match. Pierre had trouble handling the serve there of Hampton Hines. Hines again with the serve. Serve received. Back row Browers. Overpass. Huron can set it up. They'll just have to free ball it. Overpass and Dreyer able to hit it back. Now pre-balled across by Pierre. Set in the middle. Meg Moradeth drills it to the corner. And Huron goes up 2-0. Sam Meg Moradeth with her first kill of the night. First kill for the Huron Tigers. 2-0 Huron. Hines looks to keep momentum going for Huron. Back row Browers on serve receive. Christofferson sets. Left side hit Terwilliger. Tigers got a block on it. Set ahead. Claggett will hit it cross court. Dug out nicely by Rainkey. Hit off the left side. And, oh, nice play, Allie Davis, to dig that out. Freeballed by Hines. Set across left side. They hit again. Back row goes long. Hitting error by Campbell Boddicker. And Huron goes up 3-0. Just underway. Hampton Hines looks to keep momentum going for the Pink Tigers tonight. Serve receive back row, bumped ahead Christofferson, and that's way off the mark. And Pierce passing really struggling here in the early going, and Huron taking advantage now up 4-0 in the opening set. Hampton Hines again serving. Off the top of the net, Browers stays with it. Back set, right side, Boddicker will hit cross court. Hines with it to the left side. They hit Claggett, finds the corner. Going cross court, left to right. Claggett with the kill, and Huron up 5-0. Two kills and three errors by Pierre. Coach Stoser up, clapping her hands, saying we got to wake up a little here. Serve by Hines goes long. So the 5-0 run ends for Huron on the serving error. And Pierre will get the serve now at 5-1. Huron leading. Boddicker with the serve. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton gets it back to the middle of the floor. Hilton will free ball it. Here comes Pierce, set in the middle for Terwilliger. And, oh, the two Hines girls kind of came together. Nobody had a good play at it. Terwilliger gets her first kill. And Pierce back within 5-2. Again on the serve is Campbell Boddicker. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Make more death. Left side to the corner. Goes long. Now Pierce on their own little run. They've scored three unanswered. Hurons lead cut to 5-3. Huron set one. Boddicker again with the serve. Pass ahead and Meg Mordeth. She'll just free ball it cross court. Misplayed though in the front row by Pierre. Meg Mordeth will get the kill, and Huron breaks the Pierre run at 6-3. Deja Clay get to serve now for Huron. Huron leading here in the early going in set one. Clay get far into the floor from me. Serves into the net. Two service errors for Huron. Pierre back within two at 6-4. Into the match for Pierre is number nine, Michaela Sherwood, 6'2". Serving for Pierre, Elise Christofferson. Sets all the way around, and her serve will go way long. Service error, Pierre. Here on back up, 7-4. First service error on the Governors. Simmonsma into the front row for Huron as Meg Moradeth leaves. Hilton Hines with the serve for Huron. Put it to the back row. She goes long. 7-5. Pierre back within two. Already three service errors on the Huron Tigers. That's three of the 5 points for Pierre. Serving for Pierre is Reese Terwilliger. To the corner, serve received Davis. Bumped by Hines. Anybody going to get there? They won't. Just were not in sync on that serve receive. And Pierre within one at 7-6 on the passing error by the Tigers. Terwilliger on the serve for Pierre. And played by Davis, back row. Simmonsma keeps it alive, free balled by Hampton Hines. Pierre can set it up. Christofferson had to save it off the net, pushing it across. Huron now scrambling. Quick set across by Hines. Nice dig by Pierre. Left side hit, back row, Boddicker, I believe. Set across to the left. Here's the tip by Davis. Pierre able to dig it out. From the middle, the hit will go wide left. They tried to set up Sherwood in the middle. Point Huron gets the Tigers lead back at 8-6. Maddie Juergens in. Dreyer out for Huron. Juergens will serve and play back row. Juergens sends it back row. Serve, receive, Reinke. Set in the middle. The hit, Sherwood. Sherwood forces it through the Huron block. Pierre back within one, 8-7. First kill for Sherwood. Serving now is Abby Kropp for Pierre. Kropp back row, Juergens. Hampton will set. Here's the hit right side. Simmonsma dug out in the back row by Pierre. Back set. Sherwood goes cross court. Wide left. Here on back up two, 9-7. Pierre, a lot of errors here in the early going. Here on with 9 points, three kills is all they have. Ellie Davis on the serve to the corner. Serve receive Kropp. Set in the middle, the hit cross court. Davis with the dig. Nice sliding save by Hampton Hines. Huron gets it across. Set to the left, the hit through the block, rolls through. Campbell Boddicker with her first kill. And again, Pierre within one, 9-8. Checking in to serve, and I presume play back row is Ellie Browers for Pierre. Browers with the serve. 9-8, Huron leading in set one. Left-hander, back row, Juergens. Hines will quick set and just slammed it straight down off of Browers. Hampton Hines with her first kill, 10-8 Huron. Serving specialist into the game for Huron, Madison Hirschman. Huron up two in set one. back row, serve, receive, Pier. Christofferson back sets, right side hit, tap cross court, Hirschman there. Bump ahead, Clegg off the left side, blocked at the net by Sherwood, or is that Cronin? I can't tell if that's number 8 or number 9. That was actually Cronin, Campbell Cronin with the block kill. And Pier again within one at 10-9. At 8-9, they both look the same from this angle. Ellie Davis, serve received, back set, right side, Meg Moradeth tips it over the block and in front of the back row. Nice touch by Meg Moradeth. Picks up her third kill. Here on up, 11-9 in set one. Dreyer into the front row as Juergens comes off. Huron's made a complete rotation with Hampton Ine serving for a second time here in the set. Goes to the corner, serve received. Christofferson sets across, hit by Terwilliger, dug out by Hines. Hampton bumps it ahead, Clegg it hits. Left side, cross court, Ranky. Christofferson sets, left side hit. Tigers block, but it gets punched through. Kill for Boddicker, I believe. Yep, it was Boddicker with her second. And again, Pier within one, 11-10. Pier gets within one, but can't push it across here. See what happens here with Boddicker now serving. Serve, receive. Hilton Hines, Hampton sets. Meg Moradeth down the line. Kind of rolls up the back row player, but Pier will get it across with Terwilliger. Hines with the set. Meg Moradeth and put it into the net. No, it did go across the net. Okay. Another kill for Meg Moradeth. I thought it went down on the Huron side. It went down on the Pier side. Meg Moradeth defeats the block, her fourth kill, and Huron up 12-10 in set one. Clegg serving for the Huron Tigers. Serve off the top of the net for an ace. Fell right in front of Grace Hanton. Huron back up 3-13-10. First ace for either team. Clegg used the net to her advantage to drop it in the campfire. 13-10. Clegg serving. Pier gets to it, back set. Here comes Terwilliger. Puts it right through the double block of Huron. Terwilliger with the answer for Pier. 13-11 Huron. Terwilliger with her second kill. On to serve for Pier, Elise Christofferson. She was a halftime setter last year with Lily Sanchez, now full-time, and her serve goes long. Here on back up 3, 14-11. That'll be the second service error on Pier. They've both been on Christofferson. Hilton Hines to serve for the Huron Tigers, up by 2. I have them up by 3. Must be 2. Serve receive, back row, Crop. Here's send ahead. Just going to be tipped by Crop over the block. Nice dig by Hines. Now Hilton will free ball it. Pier gets it under control. Back set, right side hit. And going long was Sherwood with the hit. And now evidently we're 14-11. Must have wrote down a score twice or something. 14-11 Huron. Hilton Hines with the serve as Huron has not trailed here in set one. Back row, serve, receive, Pier. Christofferson back sets. Terwilliger right side. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton to set. Here's the tip by Davis. Blocked at the net by Pier. I believe that was Sherwood with the block kill. It was 14-12. Pier back within two. Second kill for Sherwood. Terwilliger to serve. Goes to the corner. Allie Davis. Hines will back set. Right side hit. Dreyer and goes long. Trying to hit off that right side. Hitting air pulls Pier again within one. 14-13. Reese Terwilliger on the serve for Pier. Back row, Clegg. Set by Hines. Here's the tip blocked back by Pier. Quick set across. Hines going to the corner. Played at the last second by Pier. Left side. And did that go off the antenna? I thought it did. I guess not. Left side. The tap back by Davis. Pier continues to control. Left side hit. Tigers got a block on it. Dreyer had a hand. Quick set tipped over by Simmonsma. Here comes Pier. Back set. Right side hit. Sherwood knocks it down into the back row for her third kill. And, okay, now we do have the score corrected. I was right all along. 15-13, now 15-14, Huron leading. Serve received, Pierce set in the middle, and Simmons might able to hit it. Kind of off balance, went to the corner again or down the side, and Huron back up 16-14. Now my scorecard's a mess because of that. And we just started. Simmonsma, her first kill. Huron up 16-14. Maddie Juergens to serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve, receive, Ranky. Overpass, and Simmonsma will knock it back. Ranky there. Back set, right side hit off the antenna. Hitting air by Kropp, and Huron back up three at 17-14. We're in set one. Huron got off to a 5-0 run to begin the set, and Pierre's been in catch-up mode since. Juergen serves. Serve receive back row. Pierre gets control. Free balled by Sherwood. Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Right side Simmonsma up the middle. Dug out by Hampton. From the middle there, it's punched across by Pierre. Hampton Hines gets over to it. Davis has it blocked. Digs it off the net. Pierre can set something up. Nope, they're going to call a legal hit. Christofferson was trying to get in position, and Huron opens up a four-point lead, 18-14, and Pierre going to take a timeout. 18-14 Huron in set one, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
More than 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Pierre with a timeout. Huron leading 18-14. Huron has led the entire way. Pierre's had all kinds of chances to tie it. Never has taken advantage. 18-14. Huron leading. Off the Pierre timeout, Maddie Juergens will serve for the Tigers. Juergens sends it back row to Ranky. Christofferson will back set. Right side hit by Kropp. Tigers got a piece of the block. Quick set across Hines. Ranky, a nice play. Sent to the left, up the middle, and Hines can't dig it out. Kropp able to find that open spot right in front of Hilton. Pierre gets one back. It's 18-15 Huron. Into the front row now, Campbell Boddicker for Pierre. And serving is Abby Kropp for the Governors. To the corner, Deja Claggett set to the left. Here's Davis through the block. Nice save by Ranky, kept alive. Left side hit into the net. Here on back up four, 19-15 in set one. Allie Davis will serve now for the Huron Tigers. Trying to keep momentum going here as, again, Pierre Huron has led this entire first set. Serve received Pierre, set by Christofferson. Left side hit. Tigers on the block. Hampton Hines, I believe. Huron gets the lead back to five, equaling their biggest lead of the set. 20-15, it was Hampton Hines on the block kill. 20-15 Huron, serve Davis. Christofferson sets from the middle. The hit goes wide left, hitting air on Kropp. And Huron trying to put some distance in here now in set one, up 21-15. 3-0 run, and Allie Davis prepares to serve again for the Huron Tigers. Put it back row and goes long. Service air Huron gives a point back to Pierce, 21-16. That is the fourth service air on Huron in this first set. 21-16 Huron leading. Pierce, though, has the serve back. Brewers, the lefty, serves. Juergens there. Overpass knock. Blocked at the net by Hines. Pierre and scramble. Christofferson can't get it across. Hampton Hines again being active at the net. She is the setter, but if she's got that front row rotation, she can obviously go up and block. 22-16 here on 3 points away in set one. And Madison Hirschman, designated server for the Tigers. Puts it back row. Serve received Pier. Back set, right side hit. Tapped by Boddicker and misplayed in the back row. Cronin, excuse me. Cronin, boy, I'm going to keep confusing those two girls. Campbell Cronin with the kill. 22-17. Pier cuts the lead to 5. And now Cronin will serve for Pier. Serve back row. Juergens set in the middle. Mangmoradeth slams it down the middle. Sam Mangmoradeth now with 5 kills here in set one. We actually hadn't heard from her for a bit. 23-17. You're on 2 points away. Dreyer into the front row as Juergens leaves the floor. And Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Hines will send it back row and go long. That's 5 points Huron has given to Pier on the service errors. 23-18 Huron. Serving for Pier, Boddicker. Nice serve received by Hilton Hines. Mangmoradeth right side into the net. 23-19, Pier creeps within 4. As again, Boddicker gets sent to serve for the Lady Govs. Oh, we don't call them Lady Govs. They're changed that a couple years ago. They're the Governors, boys and girls. Back set, Clegg at a bad angle, and that goes outside the antenna. And Pier back within 3, 23-20, and Homer right now not taking a timeout. I thought she might. As a 3-0 run by Pier. Serve received Claggett. Hines will set it across. Mangmoradeth taps it back row. Boddicker overpass. Huron getting control. Bump back to the middle. Going to be free balled across Mangmoradeth. Pier can set it up. To the left, the hit. Tigers block it. Pier stays with it. Left side hit. Back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Claggett left side through the block. And Pier gets called for the illegal hit. It was blocked by Terwilliger, and then she tried to clean it off the net, and they call her for the illegal hit. And Huron's at set point, 24-20. Deja Claggett serving at set point for the Huron. Claggett, back row, Rinke on serve receive. Set to the left, the hit, and Hilton Hines a little trouble, but Huron will get it across. Pier can set it again. Set again, not a great set, and it goes into the net. Looks like Christofferson just came down or went up too early trying to do the jump set, and it ends up going into the net. Abby Kropp with the air, and Huron wins set one, 25-20. Huron up 1-0. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous GQ Blizzard. For parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a GQ cake or a GQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Huron Tigers up one set to none, never trailed in that first set, winning it 25-20. Kurtz Heating and Cooling, scoreboard update. Peer ranked number four in the state. Roosevelt defeated Watertown in the first set. Of course, now I can't remember the other ones that I looked at. Roosevelt defeated Watertown in the first set. Washington defeated Lincoln in set one. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Set two, and serving first is Pierre. Back set, and Claggett will hit cross court. Ranky over to get it. Christofferson will set ahead. Left side slap back row by Kropp. Tigers get control of it. Claggett with the hit up the middle. Boddicker there. Again, Kropp up the middle. Nice dig by Davis, hit by Claggett, goes to the back corner, and it's shanked into the stands by Ranky. And Huron leads 1-0 to open set two. Claggett with her second kill. Hampton Ine serving now for the Huron Tigers. Dreyer into the front row for Huron. Serve to the back row. Serve received. Pierre, and nobody there to get the second one. A little struggle with the pass. Grace Hanton. Hampton Ines will get the ace, and here on up 2-0. Second ace of the night for the Huron Tigers. Hines serves again. Hanton handles this one. Bump it ahead. It's going to be free balled across by Kropp. Huron can set it up. Back set. Right side. Two-hand tip by Dreyer. Pierre gets control of it. Left side hit Kropp through the block. Dreyer keeps it alive. Nice job. And will be free balled by Claggett, but way out. Hitting air Huron, and Pierre back within 2-1 in set two. Christofferson will serve for Pierre. And checking into the front row is Sherwood for the Governors. Christofferson goes back row, Claggett into the net, and knocked back by Pierre. I believe that was Kropp with the knockback, and we're even going to give her a kill. I'm not sure it actually crossed the net, but we are tied at two. Pierre serving for the lead. Would be their first one, and ooh, little limbo action there by Hilton Hines. The last second she let the serve go, and Pierre complaining that Hines actually touched it. I'm far enough away, I can't see it, and Pierre's not going to win the argument anyway, so service error on Pierre. 3-2 lead here on Pierre on serve receive, back to the middle, free ball to cross Christofferson to Claggett. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth to the corner, Ranky try to get a hand on it, Meg Moradeth having a nice night. I have her up to 6 kills now, and here on up 4-2 in set 2. Claggett back to serve for Huron, wearing the pink tonight. Claggett to the corner, and that looked like it was in. Yep, that is. The line judge called it out, but it was in, and I thought so. And Pierre not getting any happier about things after the reversal there, but again, that is the correct call. That was definitely in. Claggett with the ace. 5-2 lead Huron. Serve to the corner. And misplayed, but Ranky tracks it down. Third hit. Christofferson does get it across. Hines will set. To the left, they hit. Davis muscles it through the block, and Huron up 6-2. Allie Davis with her first kill. Huron starting to ride some momentum. Claggett serving for the Huron Tigers. Serve to the corner, into the net. Never got to the corner because it didn't cross the net. Service error Huron. 6-3 lead Tigers. First service error this set on Huron. And now 6 total. Pierre serving Terwilliger. Serve receive Claggett. Set across left side. Davis has it blocked but out. kill for Davis. And here on up, 7-3. Allie Davis, a pair of kills. And now Hilton Hines serving for Huron with a 7-3 lead. Serve goes to the corner. Played over there by Hanton. Back set, right side hit. Tap goes long. Hitting air by Kropp. And Huron up 8-3. Coach Stozer just was kind of leaning back on her chair. And she was, I'm not sure she was thinking about taking a timeout, but she can't now. Hines serves. That's Hilton, and it drops right in the middle of the back row for an ace. Back row issues now for Pierre. Hilton Hines gets the third ace of the set for Huron, and Pierre makes an adjustment into the back row. 9-3 Huron in set two. Huron up one set to none. Hilton Hines serving, and she'll go way wide right. Another service error here on 9-4. Tigers still lead, but Pierre gets one back. Into the front row for Pierre is Boddicker. And coming in to a serve for Pierre is Abby Kropp. Corner, serve received Davis. Back set, Dreyer leans in, taps it up the middle. Ranky there. Christofferson will set to the left side, up the middle. Dug out by Claggett, centered across, free ball by Davis, back row. Christofferson will set from the middle, tap it down, and nice dig by Hines. Hilton will bump it ahead, free ball across Davis. Here comes Pierre again. Back set, right side in, and Sherwood goes way long. Pierre just a lot of errors going right now, and here on up, 10-4. In set two, Maddie Juergens. In to serve and play back row for Huron as Dreyer comes off the floor. Simmonsma into the front row. Serve at back row. Played in the back row by Cronin. Left side hit. Tigers a block and nobody could clean it up. Give the kill to Pierre. Off that left side, that was Boddicker, her third kill. 10-5. Huron leads. Serving for Pierre, Ellie Browers. Brewers the lefty off the top of the net gets the ace. Not a lot you can do on serve receive when that happens. It hit all of the top of the net, then rolled over. I believe that is the first ace of the night for Pierre. Brewers again serves, this time into the net. Here on back up 5, 11-6. Four service errors total, two in each set here now for Pierre. Allie Davis serving for the Huron Tigers. Put it back row, serve, receive, Pierre. Set across to the left, the hit into the net. Pierre just making a lot of errors right now. Looks like they're completely out of sync. Huron up 12-6, Pierre wants a timeout. Timeout Pierre, Huron leading 12-6 and set two, up one set to none. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at the arena, Pierre out of sync right now here on leading 12-6. Stoser using her first timeout here of the set. Allie Davis preparing to serve for the Huron Tigers. Davis sails it back row. Serve receive Kropp. Pass it head, and that's way off the mark, and that will go into the student section. Christofferson was trying to get it over to left side and trying to make a play on it. There was Boddicker, but she had no chance. And checking into the lineup for Pierre is Jordan Mayer, a senior, her first appearance. Right now, I think Stoser just looking for something that might click. Davis serving. Ranky from the back row. Bumped by Christofferson. And then Christofferson put it in the middle, and then you had Ranky and Mayer both looking at each other, thinking the other was going to play it. It drops to the floor. Another error, 14-6 here on in set two. Davis on the serve. Serve receive Ranky. Christofferson back set, hit off the right side, up the middle. Hilt Nines there. Hampton Nines will quick set it across. Pierre was ready. Quick set to the corner. Nice play by Christofferson. Hilt Nines got over to it, but couldn't really make a play on the ball. Christofferson with the kill for Pierre. That's her first. 14-7 here on in set two. Pierre now gets the serve. Serve receive, back row Juergen, set for Claggett. Her hit blocked, and Pierre, that was Terwilliger, could not connect on the block as Claggett powered it through. Claggett with the kill here on up 15-7. Three kills for Deja Claggett. Hirschman to serve for the Huron Tigers. 15-7 here on up. Here in set two and up one set to none. Put it back row and played in the back row by Browers. Here's the left side hit, Terwilliger. Tigers dig it out. And then Pierre Terwilliger tried to hit it back on the first hit and put it into the net. Looked like she jumped too early. Here on up 16-7 in set two. Hirschman again with the serve to the corner. Overpass and make Mordeff just slams it straight down. Overpass from the Pierre back row and Meg Moradeth with the kill. She's got seven. And here on up, 17-7 here in set two. Hirschman again serving for Huron. Puts it to the corner and Mayer does a little limbo of her own. Fell down and it did go over her. Service error on the Tigers. And Pierre back within 17-8. Third service error this set on Huron. Serving for Pierre, Campbell Boddicker. Back row, Allie Davis. Set over to the left. Here's Claggett. Just goes with a tip this time. Pierre digs it out. Set to the left. The hit. Tigers got a block on it. Pierre stays with it. Free ball across Christofferson. Pass ahead, Davis. Free ball across by Claggett. Christofferson will set. Terwilliger in the middle and gets it through the Huron block. Terwilliger gets the kill, 17-9. Huron's lead at 8. Terwilliger, her third kill, first of this set. 17-9. Campbell Boddicker again serving for Pierre. Pierre trying to get everybody in the right rotation here. Serve, receive, back row, bumped ahead. Just going to be a free ball by Juergens. Christofferson will set from the net. Terwilliger has it blocked. Dug out by Christofferson, left side, hit cross court. Juergens keeps it off the floor, but couldn't get it to one of her front row teammates. Pierre gets another one back. Kill for Pierre, that's J.C. Bauer. Didn't even see her check in. Bauer with the kill off the left side. And Pierre, a 3-0 run. They're within 17-10 here in set two. Boddicker serving and goes wide right. Service error, Pierre. Huron gets one back. It's 18-10. Third service error on Pierre in this set. They have five total in the match. Hampton Nine serving. Huron's made a complete rotation with Hampton serving for the second time in the set. Hines will send it across. Ranky there. Christofferson backpedaling. Terwilliger in the middle. Back row played by Hines. Back to the middle. Over the net. Blocked and Dreyer can't play it off the net. Ends up being a four-hit attack. Huron never got going where they wanted to there. And Pierre within 18-11 again. Michaela Sherwood into the front row for Pierre. 18-11. Huron leading. Pierre trying to get some momentum. Served by Christofferson. Hampton Nines back set. Claggett coming off the right side. Blocked. Nice save by Ranky. Then knocked down by Meg Mordeff. Ranky made a great dig, but she put it over the net where Sam Meg Mordeff says, I'll just take care of it from here. Her third kill this set, 8 total, and Huron up 19-11 here in set 2. Now Stosur, does she want to... No, she thought she was taking a timeout, but actually she wants a lineup check. She's been subbing, I think, a little more freely than what she was planning to. So now she's just asking for a lineup check to make sure they're in the proper position. Claggett getting set to serve for Huron. 19-11, Huron leading in set 2. Claggett into the net, service error. 19-12, here again within 7. 4 service errors this set on Huron, 9 total. Terwilliger serving for Pierre. Back row, Claggett. Hilt Nines will send it ahead. Davis will just tip it back to the corner. Pierre there with the dig. Left side, the hit. Nice dig, Hilt Nines. Hampton will set. Davis with the tip over the block. Pierre digs it out again. Pass it to the left side, and the hit down the line. That probably would have went out. But Hampton Hines made a play on it. Another kill for J.C. Bauer. And Pierre cuts the lead to 6, 19-13. In set 2, getting some momentum with Terwilliger serving. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Meg Mordes slams it, but long. Sam playing with confidence, but that time she sent it too long. And Omer wants a timeout. Pierre back within 5, 19-15. Timeout Huron. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the Huron Arena, Pierre starting to chip away. It was a 10-point lead. They have it down to 5 at 19-14. Each team has used a timeout. Terwilliger serving for Pierre. Davis goes backwards with it. Tracked down by Hilton Hines. Hampton will free ball it. Pierre can set it up. Christofferson set to the left. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set across. Davis will tip it over the block. Nice sliding save. Pierre off the net. Third hit. Terwilliger gets it off the net. And a point for Pierre. Terwilliger on the third hit. It's almost like when a serve hits the top of the net and rolls over. You get the fortunate bounce. And Terwilliger pulls Pierre within 4, 19-15. Fourth kill by Terwilliger. Serve received Davis, bump back to her, and a tough angle, and she's outside the antenna, and Pierre has really started to roar back. They're within 19-16. 9-2 run by Pierre. It was 17-7. Huron, now it's 19-16, Tigers. Terwilliger's been serving here on a, right now, 4-0 run. Serve received Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set it to the corner. Terwilliger there. Back set to right, Sherwood with the tip. Claggett able to dig it off. On the third hit, going to be free balled, Hampton Hines. Quick set across, Christofferson, and back row can't get to it. The quick set by Christofferson, and Pierre within 19-17. Christofferson, her second kill, both in this set, and all of a sudden, Pierre has brought themselves right back into it. 19-17 Huron. Serve received Davis, bumped ahead by Hampton Hines. Davis into the net, blocked. Huron gets control, free balled across by Hilton Hines. Christofferson with the set, the hit, Tigers block, keep it alive, third hit. Davis will free ball to the corner, Pierre gets to it. Christofferson with the set, left side hit, goes long. Was there a touch? There was not. Finally breaks the run by Pierre. Huron goes up 20-17 as Bauer misfired off the left side. Hilton Hines serving now for the Huron Tigers. Hilton, back row, serve, receive, Hanton. Quick set across, nice dig, Hilton Hines. To the left, here's the hit, Davis going long, and now Huron getting errant with the swings. Pierre again within 2 at 20-18. Boddicker into the front row for Pierre, and coming in to serve for the Governors, Jordan Mayer. 2018, you're on led by 10. It's down to 2. Mayer with the serve, back row, Davis. Hines will bump it ahead back to Allie. Davis will hit up the middle and got it through the block. It was just kind of tipped on the block, and then there was nobody there to clean it up. Big point for Huron, 21-18 Tigers. Davis with 3 kills all year in set number 2. Maddie Juergens to serve for Huron. Put it back to the corner. Mayer gets over to it, but nobody can make the play on it. Mayer on serve receive, put it towards the net, but there was nobody in position. That'll be an ace for Maddie Juergens, and Huron up 22-18. Juergens serves again, and they let it go. It is out. Boy, that was close, but it was out. Service error Huron, and Pierre back within 3 at 22-19. Getting set to serve for Pierre, Ellie Browers. And coming in to play some back row for Pierre is Abby Kropp. I was waiting for the ponytail to get out of the way so I could see what the second digit was. 22-19, you're on leading by 3, but Pierre is starting to push. Serve into the net. Service error Pierre, and you're on 2 points away at 23-19. Service error Browers. That's the 4th service error this set on Pierre. 6 total. Allie Davis serving for Huron. Davis sends it back row. Serve receive by Pierre. Right side hit. Tapped in the middle by Pierre. Set ahead. Left side Claggett into the net. Another error. And Pierre again within 3 at 23-20. Campbell Cronin will serve for Pierre. You're on 2 points away, but Pierre has the momentum. Serve and just long. Juergens let it go. A bit of a gamble, but it was out. Service error Pierre, and you're on at set point, 24-20. Have not made it easy on themselves, but set point and serving specialist Madison Hirschman for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman puts it back row. Serve, receive, Kropp, set to the left side, hit, and Terwilliger puts it through the Huron block. Pierre stays alive at 24-21. Terwilliger now with 5 kills, 3 in this set. Still set point, but Pierre now has the serve with Campbell Boddicker. Back row, serve, receive, Davis, bumped ahead. To the left, Claggett will hit. Blocked back by Pierre. 24-22. Terwilliger, I believe that was, with the block kill for Pierre. Oh, Christofferson with the block kill. Check that. 24-22. Served by Pierre. And shanked in the back row by Juergens. An ace for Pierre. And Campbell Boddicker. And 24-23, Pierre within 1. Huron going to burn the final timeout here. Huron trying to hang on and set 2. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Every demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
Huron burns their last time out. Pierce still has 1 left in their pocket, but they have the momentum down 10 at 1 point. They're within 1 at 24-23. Huron's been at set point, but Pierce's been able to hold it off 3 times, trying for a 4th. Serve received, Davis. Hines with the quick set to the corner. Nice play, Pierre. 3rd hit. Christofferson will get it across. Great play by Pierre. That was Boddicker. Hit to the corner. Meg Morideth able to nail it to the corner, and Huron survives on the Meg Morideth kill. 25-23. Huron up 2-0. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tigers.